The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free, hipster please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip-hop mashups and whatnot with a southern draw. He gets the props like nonstop. It's your one-stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free Hipster.
Told me so much about you. Like, for instance, you're almost a senior.
Yeah, that's called being a junior.
Cases ever any questions of if I'm nice or if I'm mean? Well, the truth is I'm really a pterodactyl in a human body, cause otherwise I'd be extinct. I live on plants and vegetables and meat. I love my wife, I love my daughter, and the occasional B-movie. Yeah, I like From Justin to Kelly, and I hate American Idol. What the hell is wrong with Mark with a C? I know I'm in love with everyone I know, and I know I need a haircut, but don't you dare call me a hippie. I'm in love with everyone I know, but I can't seem to figure out anything about myself. So what did I do? I'll tell you what, I went out and I took an online personality quiz, where it turns out I'm Veronica Sawyer from the late 80s movie Heathers. And I don't stand for bullshit conformity, and the quiz said I've got me a wicked thing for Christian Slater. But that's not right, I don't swing that way. I mean, he's cute, but I just wasn't cut from that bolt of cloth. Even though I like Pump Up the Volume, I fucking hated Cuffs. You can't even rent that movie down at Stardust. I know I'm in love with everyone I know, except for Christian Slater. I don't know him, he's exempt. Otherwise, I'm in love with everyone I know, and I can see the good in everyone I've ever met, except my dad, because we had a bad relationship and all the people that cut me off on the way to work. But nobody's perfect. I mean, look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, honestly, man, when was the last time I called my mom? My mom got beat up at a monster truck rally. And if I was there, well, I would have kicked some ass. Cause for a guy that wears glasses, I can really serve some shit. You'd be surprised. But afterwards, I would have to tell you that I'm in love with everyone I know. Even if you go to monster truck rallies, drink Bush beer, and beat up my mom, I'm still in love with everyone I know. And that's just not PC to say, unless you're on X. And if you said, Mark, why are you in love with everyone you know, I'd say, cause I have the best family in the entire world. Why wouldn't I be? That's why I'm in love with everyone I know, and I can see the good in everyone I've ever met, especially you.
Greetings, everyone. I am Z from HipsterPlease.com and the managing editor over at GeekDad.com, and this is Radio Free Hipster, episode 50, which seems kind of important, at least in a totally arbitrary sense. I reckon I've been back doing this show now for a little over a couple years now. And before that, in the original run of Radio Free Hipster, I did like, what, 150 episodes? Anyway, 50 episodes, halfway to 100, nice round number. We kicked off this momentous occasion with some classic Mark with a C. It was I'm in Love with Everyone I Know, the opening track from Bubblegum Romance, which originally dropped in 04, but was then re-released in 2014. For its 10-year anniversary. Because sometimes you just need to revisit things.
Let's rock! I come from a small town, but it's filled with secrets. Happy like a sad clown, deeply steeped in regret. Headlights, yellow line, flying on the highway. Stoplight swinging in the night. guide it my way. I say half of that which happens seems absurd. Motifs in the imagery taught to me like fire and birds. Words seem so strange when isolated, juxtaposed, and repeated by a creeper. And I meet a lot of those. I'm in a smoky room, sweating out of control. A jazz record crackles at me through an old Victrola. She's there. And I get the feeling somehow that I've never really known her, at least not until now. Then she's gone, and I know she's gone on somewhere. That the air is filled with rushes gently touching on a snare. And a saxophone wails out, it cries like it longs for the man who used to play it, but we all know he's gone. And a woman silently sings a sad Spanish song. A suave man croons into a work lamp and it's on. And the radio blares across the desert and on. Could this really be, or was it all a dream? Is there any meaning in between these creepy scenes? I just shrug and scratch my head. I guess I'm always left with guesses. Left the people mad at me can seem to answer questions. There are very long pauses in the dialogue, and I spy a very pretty girl. I'm pretty sure she's gonna die. It's like it's nighttime all the time. Shadows so fast. My life's a David Lynch movie in which I've been cast. Everybody swears a lot. Everybody smokes. Everybody speaks in code, I never get their jokes. I am on the wrong side of Lincoln, man, these people got demons. The men don't have eyebrows, the women are screaming. I take a chicken walk down to the diner. Cause if Isabella's in this picture, I'ma find her. There is a little man, and he's scarily dancing. But he doesn't bother Jack Nance or Harry Dean Stanton. Laura Dern is concerned, something will make her dead quick. I'm crying like a baby in Eraserhead, sick. Nick Cage is in snakeskin, he howls at the moon. I'd mention Spice and Sand, but I never made it through Dune. We hear Lorando at Silencio, but there's no applause. What's with all these references to Wizard of Oz? Badalamenti is haunting me, Robert Loggia is tripping. I am not an animal, Pabst Blue Ribbon. There's a man in back of this place, his face is all rotten. We got a fresh pot of coffee, we got Kyle MacLachlan. And I'll see you in the morning sun, cue the Roy Orbison. Could this really be, or was it all a dream? Is there any meaning in between these creepy scenes? I just shrug and scratch my head, I guess I'm always left with guesses. None of the people that I meet can seem to answer questions. There are very long pauses in the dialogue, and I spy a very pretty girl. I'm pretty sure she's gonna die. It's like it's nighttime all the time. Get in the car. My life's a David Lynch movie, which I'm the star.
drugs are in a can. So beat it, just beat it, beat it. Ooh. You better run, you better do what you can. Don't wanna see no blood, don't be a macho man. You wanna be tough, better do what you can. So beat it, but you wanna be bad, just beat it.
It started off with a little something for you Twin Peaks fans. Shafer of the Dark Lords, a David Lynch movie. And also something for you Undertale fans, Sunny Day Drive. An overclocked remix of Hopes and Dreams from the original soundtrack as performed by Just Coffee. After that, we went back to the Proto Men's Act 2 with The Fall, before winding it up with Nightmare Liar's Beat It Trooper. Mostly because I went to see Iron Maiden and Ghost in Charlotte last weekend, so I'm still in a little bit of a Maiden mood. As you can tell, this show is a bit about looking back, like I tend to do, to amazing music from our past. And I suppose it's also about looking forward to, you know, whatever comes next for me and you and this series. But it's also about living in the now. So let us take a listen to something from Glenn Case's brand new release, Catalyst, which dropped just a couple days ago. It's a romantic little number called After You.
It's late, I know. You don't like the cold. So I will hold the door and go in after you.
And that's it for tonight on Radio 1. We'll be back at 6 o'clock with Nikki Campbell's early show. Our first news of the day is at 6:30. But for now, from all of us here, good night.
You were handsome and strong and good in bed. I just agreed with you and you swallowed every word I said. Oh honey, did you really think you were special, dear, unique? And did you really think I was so needy and so weak? I robbed you blind, I left you crying, I played you for a fool. But you're the one who let me admit it. It was good for you too. But just the same, it's one that we all play. I've watched you force your hand before. You're no angel either, dear. So put your hands where I can see them. And let's get one thing clear. You're pathetic. Did you really have to spring for that new tattoo? Did you really think that I would choose to stay with you? I gave you what you wanted, you returned the favor too. we've both made out quite nicely. Admit it, it was good for you too. Oh no, 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 I'll admit it was good for you too. I won't apologize, my dear, I won't apologize, because I know that it was good for you too. Sweetie.
Mary and Kyle just told you it was good for you too. And I bet she was right. Before that was something with a bit of a harder edge, something a little more abrasive. Forest of the Parasitic Fungus by Norrin Rad. And prior to that, we checked out 10,000 Spoons Green Monday mashup from 2008, thereabouts, I think. But we started off with what's probably my new favorite Glenn Case original, After You from Catalyst, which, like so much of Glenn's work, really gets to the emotional core, really highlights that underlying sentiment. And not to get too sentimental myself, but as I wind down another episode, I'd like to thank you, whether this is your first time or your 50th, for hanging out with me. For listening to music with me, which, to me at least, is its own little brand of intimacy. I feel like the guy that talks on this podcast is probably a little more open than the me you might meet elsewhere. A little more raw. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's the best me. As a matter of fact, at times I think y'all might get the worst of both my private thoughts and my, for lack of a better phrase, public persona. All those complicated feelings on this decidedly public platform. But thanks for listening, and for contributing, and for pointing me ever towards more cool new shit. And we're going to end on something that is particularly cool and particularly new. VG Girls by Retro. It's a little bit of a soul funk from William Reyes and my boy Mustin, and I think y'all are going to dig it. You can let me know what you thought of this Arcade Love Jam and anything else you heard in today's episode by reaching out via all of the traditional channels, most specifically hipsterplease.com and geekdad.com. Your source for nerdy news, reviews, and interviews, and a musical journey that's halfway to somewhere. Man, I hope it's somewhere nice.
So fine, so fine. girls.
VG girls.
VG girls.
VG girls.
VG girls.
VG girls.
VG girls.
This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.